Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Mortiza. Well, in the program The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Let me tell you something very interesting about the history of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding the ornaments that are forbidden in the religion of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, took some silk in his right hand and also took some gold in his left hand and actually showed it to his followers and directly said that these two are haram for the males among my followers. You know, because of such a declaration that Prophet Muhammad actually uttered directly, Muslims men cannot wear gold jewelries and even clothing that are embroidered with gold and other adornments, that they are actually made of gold. Why is that? We cannot actually doubt that anything that comes out from the mouth of Prophet Muhammad is absolutely true and there is no doubt about it. So as a Muslim, we don't have actually this chance to doubt. And of course, this is actually a direct message even from the God himself, you know, because those men that are trying to look similar to the women or they want to actually possess such a characteristics as women, it is rejected. I mean, if they are about to be in the similitude of women and vice versa, if women want to be in the similitude of men, it is rejected. Because those men who are wearing these kind of ornaments and jewelries are essentially doing cross-dressing, and cross-dressing in Sharia is actually rejected. So we can't do that, and it is an unacceptable behavior of men. So when we look into the relationship between ornaments, personality, characteristics, we will find out these ornaments have, to some extent, direct impact on the characteristics of the wearer. For example, if a man is wearing gold, so he's the wearer of jewels and ornaments. So his characteristic is not masculine anymore because probably he's not comfortable with his masculinity. And because it is a direct impact of that ornament, it is rejected in the religion. And of course, there is no need for additional ornaments for a man or for a man in particular, and for women to some extent is not acceptable because both have their own characteristics and styles of living. And these characteristics, I mean, feelings, sense, faculties, intellect, are all placed on their hearts by the power of Almighty Allah. So there is no need to additional things to make it complete. So those who are doing so are indirectly or directly don't have the confidence in the power of Almighty Allah that they are complete, they are created complete, whatever they needed, it was already given to them. So there are many aspects, social aspects, religious aspects, and even ethical aspects towards wearing ornaments and jewels by men. And, you know, from the ethical point of view, those people who are wearing these jewels and these ornaments, they want to show off their wealth to the public. And probably they want to make their first impression look very great. And this creates a very strong arrogance inside them. I mean, in their hearts and in their mind. And they walk on earth with such arrogance. But this quality or this manner is totally rejected by the Almighty Allah. So anyone who is arrogant, I mean, on the earth is not the true follower of the religion and the Almighty Allah. So because this influential impact has come upon the person by wearing ornaments and jewels, it is not acceptable. And anyone, including men and women, I mean, to a very great extent, must avoid wearing these ornaments. Subhanallah walhamdulillah. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر
You can say it once or 100 times or more. You'll feel at peace inside and it'll open every door. That's the power.
Welcome back to the program. You're listening to IRIB English Radio, the program, the teacher. So today we're talking about some ornaments, including golds and other precious materials that are forbidden for men in particular in the religion of Islam. Another aspect, another social aspect of wearing these jewels is actually the luxurious living. And everyone knows that this luxuriousness is actually the enemy of every call towards the truth, justice, and social reform. And, you know, this particular fashion of life and living is rejected even in the book of Islam, Quran. You know, there are actually many verses condemning it with very strong terms. Let's listen to one of them. And when we tended that we should destroy a township, we permit its luxury, loving people to commit wickedness therein. Then the word is proved true against it, and we then destroyed it utterly. It is mentioned in Quran, Surah Al-Isra, chapter Surah Al-Isra, verse 16. So what does that verse actually convey as a kind of direct message? We certainly understand that luxuriousness is not acceptable form of life in the religion of Islam because it produces a lot of negative aspects. Like people will look for indulgence in using these materials and they will have conspicuous consumption. This is not actually true because people try to show off themselves in public. And that's why wearing golds, in particular, and all ornamental objects are not acceptable in the religion to be worn. So based on these kind of things, even when we look into our social lives, we cannot use these precious materials to build and make some, for example, household utensils, because probably everyone is aware that they are very important and they have some great weights in society. So we have to be very careful. And as long as you are aware, this gold in particular is the medium of exchange. So it's not recommended for us to use it lavishly or without any consideration. So luxurious form of life is not accepted in the religion of Islam. And gold is the most outstanding object and example of that. You know, let me tell you that gold is actually destroying the differences between male and female. When we look at male and when we look at the female, actually God wanted this distinguishing point between them to stand out. And because of that, we ignore any materials that is about to destroy such a equality. So men have something that the women cannot do, and the women have something that the men cannot do. I mean, they have both characteristics, tasks, abilities. So gold is going to destroy such a stance in the from the religious point of view or from the ethical point of view. And this is very bad because particularly in men, it is a sign of instability in character. And it is actually a sign of unmasculine nature. So, as I said, wearing this material, including gold and other ornamental objects, are not acceptable in the religion. Because if we actually mix the femininity and the masculinity of a person, for example, if someone is a man, he likes to look like a woman or the other way around, it creates a kind of big corruption. And this corruption leads to many other criminalities. So that's why such a resemblance between a man and a woman is not acceptable. Of course, everybody knows that This type of corruption is quite general and it's quite tangible. If you take a short look at all those people, probably in your neighborhood, they have a lot of ornaments and they want to act like a woman as a man, or they want to act like a man as a woman. So this is how this is happening. The only reason is the inclination that they have towards these kind of jewels. So in order to stop this, we have to get back and study sufficient and enough about our religion, about our society, what is good and what is bad. And of course, we cannot doubt that. We cannot doubt that God knows everything. He's all-knowing. He's all-wise. So whatever he has asked us to do, we have to go and do it. So we shouldn't actually bring justifications in order to just satisfy our own needs and feelings. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.